Podcast Fresh.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Podcast Fresh Cafe. This is episode number 85. We are taping this 0404, which is pretty cool. In 24, a lot of fours. Did you like that 444 album by Jay-Z?
I was mixed on it.
I did it.
That's sort of though when...
No, I was just going to say, I know you're actually a Jay-Z fan.
Like yeah, that's like kind Jay-Z. Of to me when sort of the new school Jay-Z fans were coming up and I was, you know, from back in the day. So I started, you know, I was like, okay, this is a little bit, you know, I wasn't as big a fan of the earlier stuff, right? And that might have been old man yelling at the ocean, but
I get it.
It was very commercialized. Like there were some cool music videos on that album.
Yeah, I don't remember the song. See, I was never a huge Jay-Z mark anyway, but like there was some songs on that thing, but overall I didn't think much of it. But whatever, what do I know? Nothing. Anyways, that of course is Chris Torres, my usual co-host. And yeah, man, aside from Jay-Z talk, how we doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. A little tired. I took a damn nap and I was like in and out of it for a while. I texted you and I don't remember texting you. And yeah, it's just been a weird weird afternoon. But we're going to plow through, I promise. Good show today. We're going to talk about some sales numbers. And, you know, that sounded really boring, but it's not, I promise you. Chris, throw out the plugs. Let's get into this.
Yeah, we're at Podcast Fresh on Instagram as well as Twitter. We're at Podcast Fresh TO. And then YouTube and Facebook, Podcast Fresh as well. Very good. Or X, whatever they call it these days.
Whatever the kids are saying.
Yeah.
All right. Mailbag, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. Number one, Ryan, are you excited about the new Final Fantasy 16 update, The Rising Tide? Intriguing enough to bring you back into the world. Cheers from Brandoom1222. Yeah, I saw that. I fell off of Final Fantasy 16 when I was trying to like platinum it. Not that I fell off of it. I think I just needed to take a break. Because that game's story to me was pretty damn heavy. And I was just like kind of... Once it was over, I was like, okay, I need something happy. So I didn't go back for the first DLC. And this is the other DLC, which looks to be a little bit more than the last one. Maybe later on, if... when I'm actually done 7 Rebirth and trying to platinum that beast. But it does look good. I like the fact that they're adding another summon. I like the fact that they're adding another dominant or whatever. They're continuing some kind of story. And they fixed a lot of things. They got rid of that damn purple sky. They actually added a blue sky. Chris, I know you didn't play, but like at some point it's just this purple sky and it's like it becomes such a downer. It's like, so they actually added a blue sky, which is actually pretty cool.
What wusses? What a generation of wusses we live in.
Yeah, they don't like depressing things. But I will say the biggest intrigue to me about it is there is like this whole new area that they're adding. So that's pretty cool. I want to explore that. I just hope that I could easily access it. I hope it's not something I got to do X amount of, or I got to get to like this part of the story, or I got to redo this part of the story to like open up that part. Because I feel like the first one was like that, because I did try to play it, but I couldn't even figure it out. I was like, I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing to access this thing. But I'll be completely honest. When I tried to do it, I didn't care that much. Like I tried, I really didn't look hard enough to do whatever it was. So I think I had just fallen off the game completely at that point. But this update is intriguing, so I might give that a try. Chris, 16 in general, man. Are you ever? Do you want to play that or not?
Nope. That's the one that came out late last year, right?
Summer, I believe.
Right. That's the really summer. Hard one?
No, it's not hard. It's just, they brought the Devil May Cry guy.
I can't remember which one 16 was. Wasn't this like the Souls-like that they made?
No, it's not a Souls-like. It's a full, it's a normal-ass Final Fantasy game. You're thinking
no, I don't
of,
remember. I thought 15 was the last one.
No, there's 16.
Right, 16, but I thought 16 was online out. For some reason.
No, 16 is a single player game, man. Like it's just seven.
Okay.
Yeah, it's legit. I loved it. But no, you're thinking of Stranger of Paradise, that fucking thing. That's
it.
Sucked. That's I hate
being. You liked it, but not enough to come back.
I found out through that game that those kind of games are not for me.
Oh no, not that game. I'm talking about this game.
Oh, 16.
Like you didn't come back with the first patch. So you're probably not coming back for the second patch.
But the second patch looks a lot more meaty. Like the first patch wasn't really that big of a meaty deal. You know? So right. This one actually might bring me back. But yeah. No, but check out 16, right, man. I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it. With recent news about Sonic Heroes rumored to be getting a remake, goddamn, do you think there's a hope for the first two adventure games to get the same treatment? Also, have you guys played Heroes? I think it gets very mixed opinions to this day. Scott. Chris, are you familiar with Sonic Heroes?
A little bit, yeah.
Like back in the day. That was the first, I think, Sonic game I played. So I have this weird nostalgia with it, but it's not considered a very good game, at least in the circles I run in. It's very cool because you pick a team of three and there's so many characters to play as and stuff. I love the music in it. And I think the levels are great, but again, like most Sonic games, super glitchy, super unresponsive sometimes. Like, you're trying to make this jump, and somehow you go the other way and fall off the stage. It's always been a pain in the ass. So, yeah, it deserves a remake for sure. I would honestly love that. The adventure games. See, I tried the adventure games last year or the year before that, and I just could not gel with those. So I don't personally care if they get one or not. Maybe if they did get one, they would fix the issues, but I don't know. I'm indifferent to them. But I think they're big. They are big. Most people that played those still bring them up to this day. It's almost like a cult following of sorts. Like for like the like bad 3D Sonic games, that's probably, you know, people love that one. So I think a remake is probably in Sega's plans. I think, you know, especially in the era of remakes, bringing up something like that would make them a ton of money for sure. And maybe that's what they're gearing up for. Maybe that's why they're making better 3D Sonic games, so that they can go back and fix the old ones. I mean, that'd be cool. Chris, any thoughts on Sonic Remix?
I think this game looks resembles the games that are out now from Sonic, so especially with the new direction that they're going. So this is a very easy way to be like, hey, you know what? Let's make a safe sequel to the previous game that was surprisingly pretty good. Got a 6 or 7. So what was the name of that game?
Sonic Heroes?
No. The one that came out recently.
Oh,
the 3D one where Sonic, you can run around.
Sonic Frontiers.
Right, that looks like this. I mean, obviously a difference in mechanics and graphics, but it's the same shit, right? So
yeah,
it's very easy to grab a game like this and just apply, you know, what they've done now with that sort of game and go about it that way. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I think it's got a very small cult following, though. I'm not sure, you know, what kind of numbers this kind of game does, but yeah, it's just, dude, another remake, man. I'm getting remake tired, man. Dude, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, man.
I'm just getting tired of the remakes in general.
This is just where we are with it, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna lie. When they do announce something that's like, you know, I'm nostalgic for, like, if they ever remade fucking Super Mario 64 or something like that, like, dude, trust me, I'll do a backflip. But like at the same time, this could have been like the effort and money and whatever, the resources could have been used to just do another brand new Mario game that no one's ever seen before. So
right,
we always fall into that conversation. Like, it's like, really, why is this happening? I could say a few things. I feel like the costs of making video games are so astronomically high now that remakes are almost a safe bet. Like, you're going to tap into some market that's going to want to get that. So it's just a safe bet. You're going to make money. It is what it is. I hate how it's been like, I hate how much it's taken over. Like, we get more remakes than the new projects these days. And that's kind of the part.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal. Anyways, will we get Sonic Adventure? Maybe. That'd be cool. It would actually make sense because they got that new Sonic movie with Shadow coming, and Shadow was introduced in Sonic Adventure 2, so that would actually line up pretty well.
That's interesting, yeah. No, I will not be getting it.
Chris is not getting this one either.
No.
Number three, there's a rumor that Resident Evil 9 will be an open world game. How y'all feel about it? It's from Devin. Chris, this is for you, bro, because you play these.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel about that.
That's
insane to me. I don't know. You know, I'm not. It really depends. It really changes the game up a lot, right? I'm not sure what that would even look like.
Me neither.
Like, I'm not sure what that even looked like. You're going around in a party or by yourself, or, you know, it'd be, you know, the whole idea of these games, at least from the beginning, like Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2 and things like that, it's kind of like you're in this maze and you're trying to make your way out of it, right? You're going from point A to point B, solving puzzles and opening item boxes and stuff like that. But at some point, you know, they always try new things, right? And it's just, they found a really good formula once they started doing stuff like Resident Evil 2 Remake, Resident Evil 3 Remake, right? And then obviously Resident Evil 4 that came out early last year. So they've stumbled onto that formula and they've decided to sort of, it's almost like they're silently remaking all of them now. There's rumors about 5 being remade in that style, right? And then that only leaves 6, the Hrothel one, before you start moving into Biohazard and then Village, and then that will lead us into 9. So to change it again, right? And then here we go with the remake thing again. Do then people start wanting a Resident Evil 2 open world game as well? You know, like then they got to go backwards and start remaking all of them in that kind of way, right?
Jesus,
I don't know. I'm open minded to it, but generally speaking, as an open world game, you know, I'm curious, but I'm not too crazy about it at this point.
I think open world games are the next thing that's like just too much of, next to remakes.
You know? Right.
Like everything has to be open world now. Like even like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, like I love it, but like, god damn it, man. Like it's just like they didn't. Okay, for that game it makes sense because whatever, it's literally remaking the original game and it's open world, so fine. But I just feel like it's adding on to this open world fatigue because now everything's open world, you know? I don't know. Resident Evil 9, how the hell would that work? I just keep getting flashes of Red Dead Redemption 2 where like you're on your horse and then you see this house, you get off, and then there's like that incest family kind of thing, and like it was kind of creepy. That's the only thing I could think of where it's like, maybe you go somewhere and like something happens in a building and you're trying to figure something out. But like Resident Evil, like you said, has always benefited from placing you in these tight places and you got to figure out how to like maneuver through them. You got to do puzzles. You got to like make your way through this place with jump scares and whatever, you know, in every corner. Like it's to catch you off guard. Like the linearity is like the least of your concerns, really. So now you're going to throw in open world elements and it's like, how are you going to do that? It kind of takes away from what Resident Evil is. And it's kind of like when they went action-y, like it took away what original Resident Evil was. So I don't know. It's weird. I heard, I don't know if it was 7 or 8, but I heard that they did experiment with an open world section, like an open zone-ish kind of section. And I heard that it didn't go over too well. So that should be telling, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It looks like they still want to cash in on that. That's like when Warner Brothers saw that Suicide Squad failed the game, and instead of like pivoting back and making something good, they decided to double down on that strategy and make something else with Hogwarts Legacy. Like, do you guys not learn? Do you guys not see these signs? That was brutal.
This is a good way for them to make money. I mean, Capcom's not a company that's afraid to, you know, create different gimmicks, right? As if you go to Resident Evil on the PlayStation Store, you'll see all kinds of shit that they're selling, right? Mm-hmm. From downloadable content, extra characters, extra costumes, everything like that. So it's all priced to move. I can only imagine what goodies await in an open world game with loot boxes and, you know, all kinds of stupid shit. The whole idea about these games is that you're not really supposed to get a downtime, you know what I mean, to check right. resources and stuff like that. Those moments do exist in the game for sure, but they're very quick. Like, just when you think, like, oh, the game's slowing down, something comes crashing through the wall or you're back into it, right? For me, that really, to me, defines what a survival horror game is. To make it a, you know, open world and, you know, things like that. I don't know. I'm open to it. It's interesting. But I can also see, you know, a company like Capcom just completely sort of selling out. And now it's this, you know, online multiplayer game where you're in a group of like four people, right? And I know those people like think that that's really exciting and they're marking out. But I'm not that kind of player. I don't care about online play, right? So to me, I just like my single player, you know, narrative focused games, most of which are online, right? Unless I want to play like Call of Duty or FIFA or something like that. But, you know, I'm open-minded to it, but it's just one of those things that makes me wonder, like, huh, you know what I mean? I would pull ahead with the Final Fantasy V remake, then 6, and then leave it alone for a bit. You don't need to be remaking Biohazard right now.
Did you just say Final Fantasy?
Sorry, Resident Evil.
I'm like,
five
wait,
and
what?
6. 5 and 6. And then once you get to Biohazard, I would just leave it alone. And then I would also obviously leave Village alone. Those games are fine for now. You don't really need to, you know, go too crazy, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think they're kind of going through that right now with that Dragon's Dogma too. Like, they're getting heat from everyone because of the microtransactions. And that is that kind of game where I'm pretty sure it's in like an open game and whatever. So it's like, imagine doing that with Resident Evil. Like, it's just gonna be worse. Like, they're really gonna get it because that's a beloved franchise next to Dragon's Dogma. So,
oh yeah,
right. So I don't know, man. It's we'll see. We'll see how it is. I really hope not for the sake of, you know, you. But it'll be interesting if they do pull it off, though. I mean, might be a risk worth taking, but I don't know. All right, thank you guys for writing in to the Podcast Fresh Cafe mailbag. If you guys want to write us in, remember, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. We will read your stuff next week. Let's get into the movies real quick. I saw a movie called Wonka. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. Chris, you're a fan of the original. Like, you're legit a fan of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. There's a chili or not?
I read one of the books when I was in elementary school.
Right, but you saw the movie.
And then we saw the movie in school. Yeah.
So I went into this with pretty much, I didn't read the book, but I saw the original movie. I went into it just whatever, open minded. I didn't really. I'm not super attached to this, but I was actually very surprised with the tone of the movie. It was very. It almost felt like. And I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but it felt like Harry Potter, where it was like, this world is very different than our world kind of thing. And I didn't really get that from the original movie. I feel like the original movie just portrayed like, you know, people are broke, people are poor, living in shacks and stuff like, but then the Chocolate Factory obviously is something different. Here, it was like the whole town was kind of fantastical. I don't know how else to put it. Like, it just gave me this Harry Potter vibe, like when he's like shopping for a wand and stuff. So Wonka is played by Timothy Chalamet, and he's obviously, the whole plot is he's trying to sell chocolate. Like, he has this chocolate that he, you know, he concocts, everyone loves it, no one can match him in it, so he's just trying to sell it. But he gets into a situation where, whatever, that's the whole thing in the movie. He gets into a situation, and then you watch the movie and figure out what that is and how he gets out. And I gotta say, like, the acting's great. I actually liked Timothy Chalamet as Wonka. I thought he was actually really good. And the whole supporting cast was very good too. But the thing that I just wasn't expecting, and that's just because I was totally in the dark going into it, was I didn't know it was somewhat of a musical. Like, there was a lot of musical. There was a lot of music, musical pieces. Like, it was
musicals do that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not a full musical. It's like, you get into the story and then all of a sudden, let's sing a song. It's like, fuck, man. Like, I kind of like wish they would just not do that as much. Like, because I just feel like it happened very frequently.
Damn it, this musical's got music in it? Shit,
I can't believe it. No, but I didn't know it was a musical, though, going into
I want to see an NWA biopic with no music.
That's dumb because the whole point of them is music, but okay. I don't know. Besides that, like, it was fine. I just thought it was like, God damn it. Like, that's when I really didn't like it. Cause I was like, fuck, just don't sing me what the problem is. Just tell me what the problem is. It's okay. It wasn't like that great. It was like, I enjoyed it for what it is, but I do think like the musical thing really threw me off. I just didn't know it was like that.
I think that's why you didn't like it. Cause it was a musical.
No, but I did like it. I just didn't like the musical parts, but I did like the movie. If that makes any sense.
That doesn't.
I like the story. I like the visuals. I like the acting. Yeah. I like the characters. I didn't like when they broke out into song. Because there's like, let's just say the movie, I don't know how long is the movie, but let's just say it's 2 hours. I forget. But let's just say it was 2 hours. In those 2 hours, maybe they do 7 or 8 songs.
Right.
That's just too much. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, yo, that's too much. I don't care what you say. It's way too much.
That's funny.
So that's the only bad thing I'll say about it. Other than that, I thought it was a very touching story and I liked it more than I thought I would. But I would have probably loved it if it wasn't a musical.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You going to watch Wonka? Do you have any aspirations?
The thing is, this movie's not based on the book. This movie is based on a story that was created for...
No, there's no source material.
This movie. That's what I said. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not based on any of the Willy Wonka books is what I'm saying.
No.
It's a Fugazi story. So I understand when you're talking about these fantastical things, it's probably because they're thinking like, you know, they're thinking from like a modern day, like we've seen so many movies like this, like Pan's Labyrinth and stuff like that come out where it's just so, so mythical, so cool to see a lot of these, you know, sort of, like you said, otherworldly, other dimensional type things, right? Mm-hmm. But that's cool. Do you see hints of like future characters, like the Oompa Loompas and people like that?
Yeah, there is just one Oompa Loompa.
Okay. Oompa. And what about the other people that end up going? What about the kids that all end up going with Charlie?
Charlie's not in here.
Oh, okay, so this has nothing. There's no hint at all that.
To my knowledge, because I've only seen the original once a long time ago. There is nothing here that, like maybe there is a reference and I didn't catch it. But to me, it's like this is purely focusing on how Wonka came up. The coolest thing is at the end. I don't know if I can spoil it or not. Up to you.
No, don't spoil it. No, okay. Don't spoil
maybe
it.
But I'll say this: the end probably has like the biggest reference to the original, but. Other than that, like
cool. All
the characters that are with him, that are starring alongside him, I think these are all made up characters. Like these, you know, it's just for the story.
Yeah, there you go. It is a third live action film following who?
Keegan-Michael Key is one of the cops. He's a funny one.
Oh yeah. He's really funny. Mm. He is really funny. That's cool. Wonka, what would you give it out of 10?
Like a 7.
Wow.
7 like the IMDb did. It's pretty accurate, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I'd give it
there
a
7. There you go.
But like I said, I think I'd give it an 8 or a 9 if it wasn't for so many musical songs, whatever.
Right.
I just feel like it's not even that. I just feel like they happen at the most annoying times. Like,
well, they're
you
supposed
get
to,
so
I think
into
that's...
it. And then it's like, what should I do? It's like, oh, here we go. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's supposed
saying.
To sort of be like, if the story's good, it's a good thing. It's almost like if you're watching a bad TV show and it goes to a commercial, it's like, okay, great, now I can get up and go make a sandwich. But if you're something that you're watching something that's really good, when it goes to a commercial, you want to see a bit more of it. So it's one of those good and bad things, right? Don't you go anywhere.
Yeah.
Wonka. Like,
I mean, I'm kind of nervous about the second Joker movie because that's also supposedly a musical. How are they going to do that? Like,
right. It'll know. The whole thing will be music.
Yeah. Might not watch it. Might not watch it.
Wow. Well, the poster's out.
I also heard it's like, I think you posted on the podcast Fresh page, but like it's super violent and there's going to be nudity. So that's going to be one hell of a musical.
I don't think I posted that.
Okay, I read that somewhere.
Yeah. Nudity. Else.
Give me some nudes.
Anyway, nudity.
That was it for the movies. We'll see what I watch next week.
Real quick. Yeah. Real quick. I got Netflix back. What?
Oh, shit. He shut
After
up.
Years, my self-imposed retirement from Netflix, you know, I hung it up. I left like Jay-Z, but then I came back. After the Black Album, I left, and then I was back. But I actually got the cheapest tier with the commercials because I wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah,
and it's actually not bad. Yeah, I seen. I went back, and I'm missing the last season of House.
Oh, okay.
So I'm watching that, and then I saw Moneyball.
Right. Okay.
I wanted to watch a little nice little baseball movie. That's a great film. And then, just, you know, there's a commercial like every 20 or 25 minutes. It's actually not too bad.
That's not bad, actually.
YouTube, you get a commercial like every 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's brutal. I'm really considering getting YouTube premium. Like, it bothers me so much.
I heard once you get it, like, you'll never go back to the way it was before.
Yeah, because honestly, out of everything, I watch YouTube the most. So I just feel like at this point, it's probably justified that I get it. But, it is super.
Yeah. But that's cool. I don't mind the commercials. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so you're going to be back on the Netflix train. Have you seen anything like advertised that you has caught your eye that you added to your list or something?
No, not really. Everything's sort of the same as last time.
So Chris will be deleting it soon.
No. There's a bunch of new stuff. So I'll definitely be checking that out. I do like how, you know, there's different features now on the Netflix after weren't there the last time I was there. You know, like there was no top 10. There's a top 10 now. And it scrolls by itself. So you can just leave it there and it just goes from like preview to preview to preview. So that's pretty cool. Cool. Oh, by the way, because I know sometimes the apps are a little bit different. I'm talking on the PlayStation 5 version of the app. So it's really good in that sense. And then, just navigating around's a lot easier. I still wish there was a better way to, you know, sort of index these movies and show everything that's there. But it's designed that way on purpose. They want you to get lost in the algorithm looking for different things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Spending 20, 30 minutes choosing something that, to have in the background while you eat dinner for 10 minutes, right? So just stuff like that. But tons of stuff that I'm curious about and want to check out. A lot of series that I left sort of midway through that I get to go back and finish now, like Stranger Things and a bunch of other ones that I'm forgetting right now. But House is another one. Dexter's another one. I'm missing like a season there. And these are shows that have been off the air for like 10 years.
Right? You got Black Mirrors too.
Black Mirror, I got to go back and watch the last two seasons, or a season rather, season six, in anticipation of season seven. Mm-hmm. And then, there's a bunch of good stuff. But yeah, back on the Netflix train with the ads, and it's not too bad. The thing is, here in Canada, dude, it's $5.99 without the ads, right? And then the upgrade after that is $17.99. That's the next level up.
You mean with the ads, though?
Yeah, with the ads, $5.99.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. The 17 is ridiculous, though. Holy shit.
Right. And I'm a single household, right? One house.
Yeah, it makes sense for you, dude.
So I don't, you know, I don't have four or five people on here or anything like that. I don't need extra accounts. And so I'm like, you know what? It's still $5.99. If it's that annoying, whatever. After a month, I'll just switch up to the commercial free one. There's not a problem with it, but I just thought it was interesting. The commercials aren't bad. I haven't seen any 1 minute commercials come through my way or anything crazy like that. Everything seems to be around the 30-second mark, so it's all good.
Yeah, I use Prime a lot right now, and that also has the commercials, but it's really not bad. It's like once an episode or something.
Yeah. I actually don't mind the ads on YouTube because some of those ads can be like an entire music video, right? And so, like, when it goes to that ad, you know, and you can skip it after, like, 10 seconds or whatever, or you can just sit through the thing. If I need to do something else in that moment, go to the kitchen or check an email or whatever, check something on my phone, I kind of have that time buffered in, so to speak, right?
I guess. I think.
So there's a little bit to that, yeah.
It depends how, like, who you are, I guess. For me, it's like, it's annoying when I'm sitting back and then all of a sudden I gotta, you know, hunch over to get the controller to skip the ad. It's like, fuck, man. And then, do you ever get those ads that are like 30 minutes long? It's like a little documentary. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, oh, but that's what I mean. Yeah, those ones aren't too bad to leave on if you're like doing something else, right? But
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, commercials. I grew up with commercials, right? I didn't grow up with just streaming like you youngsters.
Well, so did I. It's just that, you know, commercials suck.
And well, everybody knows that, but they don't annoy me that much. They actually don't annoy me too much. And it's great because I feel like YouTube doesn't even know who I am. Like, the commercials are like for the most random things that I'm not even interested in. You know what I mean?
Shaving cream? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Some weird stuff, you know? Here's a music video by this, like, independent hip-hop dude and, like, somewhere like in Europe, and I'm like, why am I watching this? Some Polish rapper, you know, like it's some indie music. I mean, it sounds cool. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah,
it sounds pretty badass. Just stuff like that, right? Funny. The commercials don't make sense.
I find that too.
I don't mind the commercials, and honestly, like a commercial, like will snap me out of it, dude. Without the commercials, sometimes, you know, when I had Netflix last time, like 4 or 5 years ago, I would just sink into my couch, and you know, I can binge an entire like half season or season of something, right? And like, holy fuck, that was 4 hours, dude. Are you kidding me right now?
Just right.
What
away.
Are we doing here? Right, but yeah. When it cuts to commercial, it kind of like snaps you out for a moment, and you're like, oh shit, what time is it? Oh fuck, I gotta get to bed, right? So there is a little bit of that, but. Yeah, so far I haven't been too annoyed on the Netflix with the commercials. But yeah, I too have thought about getting the YouTube without commercials just because, like everybody knows, or if you don't know, I'm mostly a YouTube watcher over TV. When I flip over to TV, it's just to watch sports or WWE or AEW. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have that. I just allegedly illegally stream it.
That's not nice.
I got to get Netflix back, though, because we lost it when the whole password thing happened. So now your dad owns it permanently.
Cool.
Good. Because it was on his TV and we can't access it now.
So what streaming do you have?
The other three, Crave, Prime, and Disney.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
I think probably Disney.
Cool.
Disney's got like a lot of cool throwbacks and. You know, they always have the Marvel stuff for like when I'm in the mood. Like, I'm very tempted to start watching X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Might do that soon. But I think when it's like just junk TV, like, you know, your friends, your superstores and all that, Crave is usually my go-to.
Right.
Yeah. Is it Prime? I think Superstore went to Prime, so we're using Prime. But yeah, it's not like I'm totally vested in the other two. Disney's like the one I really like. But Netflix was the one I used second most, because I would go to find the, you know, all the mob movies I missed out and stuff over the years. That's just where I went. So I don't know. I'm sure I could get them anywhere else, but Netflix, I was just so used to that. And yeah. Like you, there's series that I started that I got to go back, like Titans season 4. I never watched.
What's
Black
Titans
Mirrors.
Season 4?
Titans is the DC thing. The Teen
Titans.
Oh,
there's like a they're like a posse.
Yeah, it's Robin and he forms a team, like the Teen Titans. But it's live action and it's actually really damn good. So I remember I was blown away with the first two seasons. And then season 3 was okay and then they ended it with 4. So I got to go back and finish that up. But yeah, the very first episode, man, like Robin's beating some dudes up. And the thugs are like, where's Batman? And he's like, fuck Batman. So I was like, oh shit.
That's awesome.
I was like, damn, bro.
Dude, one of the things about House that I liked was basically I stopped at the end, at the beginning of season 7, right? Mm-hmm. The show went 8 seasons, right? And so I was literally at the beginning of 7. And then for a reason, I stopped. And then just got back into it recently. I mean, I've seen some episodes here and there, but throughout the years, but this is like the first time in like 10 years that I'm actually sitting down to watch it like consecutively. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would be lost. No, man, with that kind of show, it's like you're right. You remember everything. It was like, oh man, I'm back, you know?
Oh, cool.
I'm back in the show. I'm back in this universe. Yes, I remember the characters, the endearment. And then the other thing that hit me was, man, if House would not, they would not be, TV would not be able to handle House today. It would get canceled so quickly.
Oh, shit.
Because House's character, played by Hugh Laurie, he's this sort of, he's like a medical genius, but he's sort of this sarcastic, sort of grumpy prick. And he's not afraid to make like feminist jokes and even like racial jokes and stuff like that were normal sort of in that period. And yeah. You wouldn't bat an eye, but even me now rewatching it, like in 2024, I was like, holy shit, that would not work today, you know?
Right.
But that's a great show. So I'm rewatching or getting back into it. So I just decided to start just in the beginning of season 7. So I'm doing that.
Do you know how many shows would not work today? It's actually insane.
I know lots, but my point is like, yeah, you're right. You're right. But you'll see something from like 1960s or 70s. And you're like, that would not work today. Right. I'm talking about something that like came out just like 10 years ago. Like
10 years ago.
This was like 2007, 8, 9, I think. Somewhere around there where it came, where it went off the air, kind of thing. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot. Yeah. Rush Hour. Everybody wants Rush Hour 4. Anytime they tease that on Instagram, I always go to the comments, and the comments are always the same. Yo, if they're going to PG it, we don't want it, right? And it usually gets all the likes in the world, right? Bro, those movies were the best because they were able to pinpoint their differences racially and culturally and stuff like that, right? But now, you know, you got to be careful. Well, everybody's sensitive. Got to be careful.
And most importantly, they were able to actually, like, you know, laugh at themselves. Like,
yeah, man.
That's what it was with anything from that era. Now it's like, right. Fuck, you can't fucking look at someone without them crying. Jesus Christ.
Can't do nothing.
Can't have nothing nice.
Can't do nothing nice. There might even be a way on Rock Band, but I haven't been able to find one.
I'll check it.
Or Garage Band. You get it.
Rock Band was a great game.
Oh man, yeah. Sometimes I'll see those things on the side of the road. People can't throw them away fast enough. And I'm like, should I just grab it off the road and bring it home? And you know,
well, connect you should, the drum set and everything. They're hard to find, apparently.
Wow.
Apparently now they're expensive. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. I bought a PlayStation 3. Did I tell you about a PlayStation 3?
Recently?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
fine. You literally, like, last time
it's
I talked
my favorite
to you,
system, right? So I'm always
you were getting rid of everything last time I talked to you. Now it's like, oh, guess what? I bought a PlayStation 3.
I got rid of the PlayStation 4. I sold that.
I didn't know you did that. Okay.
I have my PlayStation 2. Yeah, it just became obsolete, the 4.
Yeah, I just have my 4 as a streaming device upstairs.
Yeah, well, just,
I get it.
Yeah, so I got rid of the 4, and then I obviously used the 5. I still have the Switch, but I got rid of the 4. And then I picked up another 3 just because I'm a fan of that system. So I'm like, basically, I want to eventually get the one that's backwards compatible, right?
Oh, okay.
But it's almost never, it's always like 2-3 bills, right? I'm like, I'll get it eventually. But for that same money or even less, you can pick up just like a regular one. And it's usually bundled with like a ton of games.
Right.
So for $100, I picked up a PlayStation 3, the old original chubby one, but not the backwards compatible one. Well, the one with the belly.
Yeah.
Don't put that's nothing cool. on top of me, right?
I love that.
Rolls off.
That's my favorite look for it.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And so I picked that up with 22 games. So I was like... That sold, and it came with 3 controllers.
Oh shit, that's great!
3 controllers and the move sticks. Those move controllers.
Oh, those dildos, yeah.
Yeah, those things still grab money on eBay. So like,
do
even
they?
Yes, because you can use them for VR, PSVR 1.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I grabbed them, and then I happened to have like 7 or 8 games that all use the move sticks.
Hmm.
So I'm probably just going to bundle it all together and sell it, right?
You know what I would do if you don't, I don't know, this is one avenue, but there's this retro game store near me that you could take like old stuff and trade it in. You could get cash or you could get store credit, and store credit is almost like the street value of it anyway. Like obviously they really nail you if you just want cash, but if you just want the store credit to get something else,
you get more.
It's actually very reasonable. Like,
cool.
I brought in all my Amiibos, and they were, like, I think when I did the calculation, they were valued at, like, $1,100, like, all of them. And I brought them into the store, and he said, I could give you 1,000 store credit or 500 cash. So I was like, yeah, I'll just take the 500 cash because whatever. At the time, I didn't care. But I started thinking, like, that was almost what I valued the whole thing at, right? So I was like, okay, they're actually pretty reasonable if you want the store credit. So if you have shit like that, find like, I don't know, some fucking local mom and pop shop and
yeah,
maybe they'll do something, because that, I was actually very impressed. And now I'm cool with that guy. And like, we always talk when I go. Poor guy though, man. Recently someone broke in and stole a bunch of his shit. Fuck, man. That sucked.
That does suck. Hopefully he has insurance.
Yeah, I heard he does. He said they broke the door and just stole a bunch of games and shit.
That's wild. I once had to go do a security system when I was in sales for a basement. A couple lived in the basement. I was like, okay, no problem. You don't usually get just basements, but went down to this basement and the guy's like, yeah, we need security. We've had people try to break in. I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird, you know. Go downstairs. The guy's like, this room really needs to be protected. Opens the door, and bro, it is wall to wall like video games. Video games, board games. Like, it was really like, it wasn't like done up nice like the way you have your place with the LEDs or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like a claustrophobic, like, it was just like Metal Jesus, the way he used to have it, where it was all just fucking chaotic.
Yeah, yeah.
That, but there, it's a nice chaos, right? Or like RGT, the way he has this. It's like,
yeah,
it's organized, but there's like a chaosness to the whole thing that I kind of like.
It's organized to him.
And he goes, yeah. He's like, people have been trying to break in. I was like, I'm like, man, you got a nice collection here. Like, this should be like, this should be like somewhere else, like stored somewhere else, right? And he goes, yeah, no. He goes, I'm a video game dealer and I work from home. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. So I gave him some advice on the way out. I'm like, when people come over, don't bring them into this room. Like, make all your deals in the kitchen. Nobody should see this room.
No.
He goes, yeah, yeah, I made the mistake. He goes, I had like 2-3 people come in. All it takes is one of these guys goes back to school and is like, yo, you know, at 92 Maven Street, there's you know, how many thousands of dollars worth of video games? You get your ass broken into, right? So,
did you just reveal the address?
No, I always go to Maven Street.
Okay. That's
my go-to imaginary address.
Maven
Street. So anyway, yeah, I had to secure his thing. So, and then the cheap fuck ended up going with like some no-name brand company. I go, bro, like, it's up to you at the end of the day. But I gave him like, I'm like, you, first of all, you need a glass breaker here, a glass break detector for the glass, contacts on the windows, right? And that's it. That's all you can really do, right? And yeah, I gave him a good deal too. But I was surprised when he said no. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I thought I'd end the game flow off with some stupid bull S. April Fool's Day was a couple days ago, and these are some of the things that I saw and maybe fell for. Resident Evil 1 remake for 2025. Would you want that? I feel like you'd want that more than Resident Evil 9 open world.
That would be fun. Resident Evil 1 for sure.
Yeah, make it nice. This one I fell for, Spider-Man 98.
How did literally, you fall for all these on April 1? Were you just stoned the whole day?
No. I wasn't. I didn't fall for all of them. I just, you know, when you're just scrolling, maybe you forget for 5 seconds that it's April 1st. And
no,
Marvel posted,
I knew it was
this,
April 1st.
And it's like, oh, Spider-Man 98 after the success of X-Men 97. And I was like, oh, shit. And then 5 seconds later, I was like, ah, fuck. So, fucking yeah, shit. But I would have loved if that was real, because I was a big fan of the original series.
I did see that one. So that was a lie?
That was a lie.
I saw that as an Instagram post. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It makes sense.
What the? You just gave me shit about falling for it, and now you're like, you also fall for it.
I guess I did, but I just thought it just makes perfect sense. I wasn't fanboying over it, you know? Yeah, that's cool.
Metroid Prime 4 update. That was bullshit. Mafia 4 came out of nowhere. Eminem drops Infinite 2. Look, I knew he was going to drop an album. I knew he was going to drop an album, so I was like, oh, is that where they're going with it?
That's insane.
They literally dropped a trailer, and I'm like, oh, God damn it. IGN did a fun one, a Virtual Boy Pro, and it was just
ridiculous.
That was funny as hell.
I believed it for about 4 seconds until he started putting the gimmick on.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, this is stupid.
The part where like she's driving and then Luigi's in the other car like doing the cutthroat thing, and then she's like forced to race. Yeah. It's like, what is going on?
It was silly.
That was good. Ronaldo back to Real Madrid this summer. that popped up. I'm like, wait, what?
Ronaldo's gonna stay in Saudi.
Yeah. Capcom selling helicopters. That was probably the most extreme one. It was insane. The Razer Cthulhu chair. Let me tell you this. This was a gaming chair by Razer, and it had Dr. Octopus arms. And it was like they were promoting it, saying it could like do whatever you want. And I was like, what the hell? That was cool. That was, I'm a big fan of that character, so I thought that was pretty funny. A Final Fantasy VII movie with the voice actor actually playing Cloud. It was going to be live action. That was ridiculous.
God, and let's hope not.
WrestleMania hype, Cody Rhodes injured, I thought.
Yeah.
I slightly fell for that one. So yeah, that was the shenanigans I saw. I heard there was a lot more, like a Sega Dreamcast Mini got announced or something. But yeah, these are the ones I came across that day that I was like, God damn it. I kept writing them down.
Jesus. Yeah, I know. April Fool's. Yeah, no, my guard was up, so I didn't believe any of this bullshit.
Yeah, man. Horrible day to announce real shit, you know? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. And let's close it off with what we're playing. Chris, what are you playing?
Right now I'm playing, I loaded up Call of Duty Black Ops 4. I've just been playing some zombies back in 9 Arena. So I've been doing that. And then Final Fantasy Rebirth. I'm just at the beginning of Chapter 5 when we're on the ship and we're in the Queen's Blood Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm there right now. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing. Yeah, really enjoying Final Fantasy. Really, really good for all the reasons that we mentioned. But I just had an itch to go play a first-person shooter, so I loaded up Call of Duty.
Got to scratch that itch. Yeah, Rebirth, on my journey to platinuming it, I'm about to do the final Queen's Blood, like, boss, I guess.
Cool.
That story gets insane. That card game is not just a card game, I'll say that.
Cool.
That's fun. I've 100%ed all the regions. I think right now all I'm doing really is spending time at the Gold Saucer trying to 100% minigames. And that's really it. Like, I don't think I need to do anything else except for a hard mode playthrough. But that's going to be at a later date because I'm going to need a break from this game at some point. So, yeah, it's going well, though. Cool. I still like it.
Yeah.
And then Mario versus Donkey Kong. I actually beat it yesterday or the day before that with the wife. Fun little game. If you could get it for $40 like I did, I think it's worth it. Do not get this at full price. It's a remake of the Game Boy Advance game back in like 2003 or something. It's basically, they took the old Donkey Kong concept with Mario where you go up the red ladders, but expanded it into a full out like puzzle game of sorts. But there's still like a lot of action. It's actually really fun. I played this back in the day, so this was just like a nostalgia thing for me. And then when I showed Tiff, like, I was hoping she would like it, and she did, so we actually stuck through it. We beat it in about 3 sittings. Like, it was not a long game. We did open, I didn't know this, but there's like post-game content where there's expert levels now, so you kind of do the whole game again, but I feel like it's a hard mode. Might do that at a later date, but for now I was just happy to get through it, and I did everything, like 100% at each level, so got my money's worth out of that one. So yeah, I think that's a really fun game to just kind of play it in increments. Like, if you're going to the toilet or something, play a couple levels, because to actually sit there for hours and like just rot your brain with these things, it's like Jesus Christ, which is what I did, but I kind of just wanted to beat it right away. But still a fun game. I recommend it for like 30-40 bucks.
You don't have a brain, so there's nothing to rot there.
Right, because I rotted it in 2003 when I played this.
Yeah. Yeah, the game looks great. Game looks really good.
You're a fan.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't pay more than like $20 for it, though.
Nah. I posted a video. Is that what you're watching? Where it's like,
yeah,
comparing the old and the new. Yeah.
Is there four-player mode?
No, only two-player.
Two-player? Cool. Are there different two-player like party modes?
No, you just play the main game with two players. One of you is Mario, the other one of you is Toad, which I thought was weird.
Wow. There's no option to be Donkey Kong?
No, you can't be Donkey Kong.
That'd be cool, though, eh? You're just throwing barrels at these motherfuckers?
They should do that, just be the asshole trying to kill Mario.
They're throwing the barrels at you?
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be kind of cool. One thing I will compliment the game, back there is like a little bit of a story to this, but on the Game Boy it was like static images instead of cutscenes, and in this one they actually do the full cutscene, and it's actually really good quality and really nice to see. So that's awesome.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing. I'll probably go back to Mario or just Final Fantasy VII Rebirth for a little bit more. And then I don't know what I'm playing after that. I really am intrigued by Stellar Blade, though. I think I might go into that, but I haven't played the demo yet. I got to try the demo.
Oh, there's a demo out.
There is a demo out. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, the graphics look incredible on that one.
Yeah, I love the way it looks, man. It looks great.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the graphics, not the model, you fucking...
What? Who's talking about the model?
These fucking sickos, man. That's all I've been hearing all week is how her ass is too big and her body's unrealistic. And oh, my
Who's
God.
Saying
and
then, Who's
dude,
saying
well,
that?
The internet. And then, you know what's funny
Get off
is...
the internet. You're spending so much time on the internet. What are you talking about?
So check this out. IGN France posted this whole article about how the creator... This guy literally said the creator of this game has never seen a real woman before. And then you dig in a little deeper and the creator of this game is married to a woman... who kind of looks like the main character. And then to go one step further, she actually works in the same company and helped design the character. And they base the character off an actual model.
Cool.
So
yeah.
this character is actually a real person. And this guy from IGN France just didn't know what he was talking about. And it stirred up this whole thing. And then IGN had to kind of backpedal. It was insane. That's what happens when you talk shit. Anyway.
I think, yeah, he was talking shit about him. He goes, what did he say? Something like he's never seen a real woman or something like that.
Yeah, the creator has never seen a real woman.
Because of the unrealistic character model. And then that was completely based off of a real person. So,
yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here? But, yeah, it's too bad. Yeah, that game looks good.
Yeah, I'm down to give it a try.
Looks good.
Yep. What's next for Christopher?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not 100% sure what's next. Not 100% sure yet.
I feel like after Rebirth, you might just jump into Resident Evil 7.
I don't even know. Yeah, maybe.
You know? I feel like you're really dead set on just catching up with that series.
Oh, and I will. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been fun. Yeah, Biohazard was incredible.
You played Biohazard?
Yeah, I beat it.
Oh, you beat 7. Oh, I thought 6 was your last one.
No, no, I beat 7. That was really good.
Very good.
It was awesome. It was really good. And there's also a VR version of that game, which I'm not sure I'm going to play, but that also exists.
My buddy has it, and he says he could only play for like 20 minutes, and he's like, I couldn't take it.
Right.
I was like, oh, damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a part where you're stuck in this house, and this crazy family's coming after you. And you have to hide, and you can hear them like stalking around looking for you.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
F that. Not for me. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast Fresh Cafe. As always, this was Ryan Acapella Mello, and that was Chris Torres. Before we leave, Chris, throw out the plugs one more time.
Yeah, we're at Podcast Fresh on Instagram. You can also reach us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com, X/Twitter at podcastfreshto, and then we're on Facebook and what's the other one? And YouTube as well at Podcast Fresh.
YouTube love. God damn it. All right. Thank you, guys. See you guys next week. Goodbye. Podcast Fresh.